BioTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Lift yourself, man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen so you get an ad-free experience when you listen and watch twitch.tv/WTRLive. You can use creator code RockSucker, Lindsay and Morton in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy all your Star Wars shit in a few hours.
It's your favorite week of the year in Fortnite. He loves it, y'all.
Anyway, we're here to talk about the WWE draft. This is the Raw Post Show. I'm Sir Rock, and that's Lindsay Ward.
So the WWE draft is preparing to conclude. We'll get the final announcements here very shortly on Twitter as they're making them as we speak. But we saw them on SmackDown. We saw more on Raw. We saw lots of action on Raw.
We did.
And we saw Triple H.
We did. Triple H opened up the show. He explained all the reasonings and whatnots. And that Brock Lesnar is a free agent. He negotiated to be free agent just like Omos. And then apparently Ali and Wagner are free agents. And Ziggler are free agents as of this moment. But the one that counts is Brock Lesnar. He can go wherever he wants, whenever he wants. He's the only one that makes sense that should be a free agent. I guess Omos because of the special attraction. But Ziggler and Ali and Wagner will probably get their spots here by after Backlash or something. But round one was Raw Women's Champion, SmackDown Women's Champion, Rhea Ripley to Raw, Austin Theory to SmackDown, Seth Rollins to Raw, and Charlotte Flair to Friday Night SmackDown. No surprises there. The Usos went to SmackDown in round two when Sami and Kevin went to Raw. Judgment Day comes to Raw, and the LWO went to SmackDown. Those were pretty, you know, standard. That was introduced by Charmel and Booker T. Sean, and was to be Adam Pearce. We'll tell you why here in a moment. He was not there. It was Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez to Raw. Asuka to SmackDown. New Day to Monday Night Raw. And the Brawling Brutes over to SmackDown on Friday nights. Eric Bischoff and Rob Van Dam introduced round four, which was Trish to Raw. Karrion Kross stays on SmackDown. Ronda and Shayna to Monday Night Raw. And LA Knight, yeah, to SmackDown. Round number five with Molly Holly and the Road Dogg, Jesse James, Braun Strowman to Ricochet to Monday Night Raw, Shotzi to SmackDown, Bronson Reed to Monday Night Raw, and they'll find them in the river somewhere. But pretty deadly. Yeah, boy, headed to SmackDown.
I'm not offended by that.
Not offended by that at all. And then you had, with Teddy Long and JBL, Alpha Academy going to Monday Night Raw, Rick Boogs to SmackDown. Katana Chance and Kaden Carter and the Kaycees to Monday Night Raw, and Cameron Grimes to the Moon on Friday nights.
Hey, let's go.
Not a bad, not so far pretty good in terms of the you know, everyone's going where they should. We've got some interesting call-ups, especially the other day there were some interesting ones. But everyone's pretty much going to where they need to go and finding a home, and that's what counts.
There's been some small shakeups, anything major, but I think we weren't really expecting anything major.
No.
But
you can't really have anything major, but you just gotta make it happen.
But I like how they are shaking things up.
Yeah, it's just making things official. And things will change. Title belts will pretty much flip-flopped, champion flip-flopped. Title belts that are supposed to be split will be split at some point, and colors will change, and names of belts will probably change, which kind of needed to happen after the whole Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair controversy of flipping belts the last time.
Yeah, if you do that, just sort of, like, do it off-screen. Don't the whole awkward exchange.
And change the name. Just change the names. Anyway. Things that happened on this show, Omos defeated some dude in a minute, setting up his match for Saturday. Yay.
Oh boy, yay.
Omos beat somebody. No real surprise there. In what was a surprise, we had Bayley and Dakota Kai defeat Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez to earn, I guess, a number one contendership at some point. At the tag team title, since Liv and Raquel are now on Raw and Bayley and Dakota are on SmackDown, they probably need to settle that at some point, which can happen pretty soon, unless, yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen. So we'll still get some involvement there. I think Raquel and Liv will transfer back and forth, or whoever the tag teams end up being. Smart idea.
Very smart idea. I think Damage Control really needed the win. I think you need to begin to rebuild them. I think you need to do everything you can for them right now. And so, excuse me. This was a good win for them to get, especially as you're beginning to rebuild them. Because as we said, when they lost last premium live event, it's like, what do you do with them from here?
Yeah.
Because they've deteriorated them so much that it's like, you can't take them seriously. You can't really buy into anything they're saying because, well, why should I believe you? You can't even fucking get a win.
Yeah.
So this was good for them. This was very, very good for them.
It was good for them. It really, really was. Also on the show, Braun Strowman and Ricochet defeated the Alpha Academy. Quick little match.
It was fine.
Little match. You're good. It was a fine little match. Nothing really of importance there. Matt Riddle took on Jimmy Uso on the show. Riddle and Kevin and Sammy were talking backstage, and Kevin was very upset that he has to deal with more of Riddle all the time.
Poor Kevin is suffering.
All right. Breaking news. Dana Brooke, Nikki Cross, Johnny Gargano to Raw, Tamina to SmackDown.
Good. Good.
That's all we got so far. So those are our first movement on the post show. We had Miz TV featuring Shinsuke Nakamura, the newest Raw draft pick. They basically set up Miz wanted to have Shinsuke be part of his brand, Miz K Nakamura. And, you know, Nakamura said something that Miz thought was a compliment, but it was the guy with tiny balls. Miz took offense, and then it got dropped with a Kinshasa. So we'll probably get Miz and Shinsuke here really soon, and that should be a good match.
Yay, more Shinsuke. Woo!
They seem to be on the lookout to push him going forward. So that's because he was one of Hunter's big gets years ago. So
about damn time, just saying.
So it's good to see them putting more emphasis back on Shinsuke Nakamura going forward. We mentioned how Sean and Adam Pearce were going to announce a draft pick together, and well, they were interrupted by Brock Lesnar, who came to the ring, and you should note that Adam Pearce earlier in the day spoke to both Brock and Cody as they came to the building to, hey, don't do anything, please, we have a big night, please keep it civil. And neither man kind of agreed to it, but that's where we're at. So Brock came to the ring, said he's the only real cowboy in Texas, security guards came out. Pierce wanted Lesnar to leave. He's like, nah, you gotta need more than that. So about 20 other guards came out. Then Rhodes music played. Rhodes jumped Brock from behind. Security held Rhodes back as Brock left and smiled. good little segment to get the continue of the feud, because you could tell Cody really wants to get his hands on Brock, and Brock's like, all right, well, we'll fight, but, you know, it's coming. Just not there yet.
But it will be.
Not ready yet. Not feeling it.
He gets paid to fight on, he gets paid on for the premium events, not on Monday Night Raw. There was an interview with Cody, though, backstage, and he talked about how Brock is a free agent, you do whatever he wants, and he has to, Grodes is like, I'm the one who has to win the match. Because the whole idea of finishing the story ceases to exist if he loses and he goes to the back of the line. It's that he refuses to go to the back of the line now or ever. Cody wants no more part of being, you know, second fiddle to anyone. So good on him. He wants to stay on the top. And especially that's where he needs to be.
What I liked about this is the image of a young Hunter on the truck behind Cody as he's cutting the promo. Nice little thing there. But the promo itself was very good.
Yeah, it was really good. Speaking of promos, you had Damage Control interrupting a Bianca Belair interview. She said she had all the love in the world for Io. Always spoke highly of her abilities. Bianca said she has nothing for love for Raw as well. She said she would send Io to Sky to SmackDown empty-handed because she's going to keep the title after Backlash. Bailey showed up, spoke about how Sky was going to beat Bianca for the championship. Belair said she excited for Sky showed up at SummerSlam, but then she teamed up with two women who have done nothing but held her back. Dakota tried to translate whatever Io was saying, but Bianca told her that she and Sky understand each other. Then they had a nice little stare down to close out the segment.
There's some tension there.
There is indeed some tension building as we go forward there. This just in, Baron Corbin, Shelton Benjamin, and Cedric Alexander and Elias are free agents. I believe that those are free agents, but we'll have those double checked. But apparently that's a thing. They're going to be free agents. So.
Okay.
That's cool. We'll see if that's, I'm waiting for double confirm on that, but that seems to be what just took place. But we'll see as Twitter continues to tell us things. You had the Judgment Day out. They mentioned how Rhea was the first pick on night two. Rhea said Judgment Day runs Monday Night Raw. She said that Zelina Vega would regret everything she's done to her when she pretzels her at Backlash and remember everyone why she's the most dominant champion in WWE and that mommy's always on top. Priest told Bad Bunny to listen to the words carefully and then basically, you know, simply said at Backlash, Bad Bunny would receive his punishment.
Oh my. Kinky.
Dom, who tried to talk but was booed out of the building, hashtag let's get Dom for world champion because make him the Hulk Hogan of the Judgment Day, brother. Put the strap on him, kid. Do the thing. Make him world champion.
I mean, he has just a little heat. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. All right. Officially, Zion Quinn is a free agent as well.
Oh.
Apparently he was part of the pool. But going to Monday Night Raw are Angel Garza, Hector, Humberto Carrillo, Riddick Moss, Emma, Xia Li, Tegan Nox, Piper Niven, and Akira Tozawa.
Makes me so happy that Riddick got his name back.
Yeah, so there you go. But Dom said he can't wait until Mommy and Priest dominate Backlash. Dom added that Judgment Day would dominate a six-man tag tonight. And talked about how his father is running scared to SmackDown. And Ray's like, we're not running. We were drafted. That's kind of how this goes. And so he was happy that he would be away from Dom and said he was looking forward to Vega being Rhea Ripley and Bad Bunny taking out Priest. And anyone else stupid enough to go after Bad Bunny. So it led to Rhea Ripley, Dominic, and Damian defeating the LWO.
And I'm going to say interesting turn of events.
Yeah.
I do like that they're splitting Dom and Ray.
They need to be split back up, yeah.
I like that you're allowing Dom to now move forward. You're moving Ray on. You're moving both. I am surprised, though, that the LWO, they're not going to do LWO in Judgment Day, but I get it.
Well, to catch you up, just because you've been gone for 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it about 7 times in 3 weeks.
Okay, never mind. We're good.
It's been in many forms in the build to Backlash. We've seen it in multiple tag forums.
Okay.
So we've been there, done that. We've all bought t-shirts while you've been gone.
Okay.
Just so you're caught up a little bit on that one. She's been gone, y'all. She's been gone.
Just in case anybody was wondering, I went on vacation.
She was for 2.5 weeks. She didn't see anything. That's been going on.
The only wrestling that was available to me was AEW.
Dynamite?
Was it Dynamite? Is that the Friday show?
Oh, Rampage.
It was Rampage because it was on a Friday. So that was the only wrestling that was available to me because obviously the UK is 6 hours ahead. And so I was asleep when Raw and SmackDown and everything aired, so I didn't get to see anything.
But that's okay.
And I haven't watched anything yet to catch up.
She will, though. She'll get caught up for the preview this Thursday.
Yes, because you'll make me.
I'm going to make her catch up. So Monday Night Raw had Paul Heyman in the ring. They all, Heyman and Hunter admired the World Heavyweight title. And then Heyman said Roman Reigns would address everything in a couple weeks when he returns to SmackDown. And wouldn't the title look relevant around the waist of your tribal chief, Roman Reigns, but he can't compete for it because it's on Monday Night Raw. He said the worst thing about it is that all the children are in the locker room. We're running around talking about Reigns when they should know better. And then he said the word freak in a few times, which brought out Seth freaking Rollins. Crowd sung along. He was good to see Paul Heyman. Questioned why he had a long face. He said it's like Christmas for him because he gets Reigns drafted to SmackDown while he's staying on a Raw, which means Roman doesn't have to run from him anymore. Rollins said he knows Heyman loves a good spoiler and he had one for him. At Night of Champions, I'm going to win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And the entire world is going to finally going to see what a real world champion looks like. Then Heyman's on the phone. Fans are singing. Rollins like, Heyman goes, I can't hear my tribal chief. And then the fans are going louder because, you know, how can you hear with them all singing along? Then he questioned how long it would take him to put Heyman down with the stomp. And 5, 4, 3, here came Solo. And then Roman was basically set it up in the ear of Paul Heyman on the phone that it will be Solo versus Rollins tonight. Rollins quickly said, yeah, boy, we're going to do it. It's going to happen. And that would be your main event. When Riddle took on Jimmy Uso, which Riddle won, you had Jay get kicked out after the Eddie Guerrero chair spot, and that left Kevin Owens to interfere and help Riddle win. Backstage, you had a little bit of Uso drama as Jay wondered where Solo was, and Heyman was like, he has more important things. He has a mission that he has to stay focused on. So there was a little drama there before the main event of Solo versus Rollins, which ended in disqualification when you had the Usos come out and interfere. Riddle and Kevin made the save to end Monday Night Raw.
We closed on the brawl. It was a good continuation from earlier with the trio. Very good storytelling. I like that we're continuing to have the dissension in the bloodline, but now we're having it between the brothers. Where it's the Usos and Solo, because they're all three brothers. But you're kind of having Jimmy and Jay maybe become questionable, maybe become a liability, as Solo continues to rise in prominence, especially being Roman's right-hand man. So, yeah. This is getting good.
It is indeed getting good. But that's the post-show. Thursday, the preview, Backlash.
Woo! Yes, tune in. We'll have our Backlash preview as well as a shit ton of news.
There's a lot in the sheet that I've been preparing for 3 weeks now.
Oh, God. Buckle up. It's going to be a long show.
It probably won't be that long of a show. But we'll do a show. Back live, May the 4th. Not Star Wars. The Rack, live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, 11:30-ish, will be CB Radio, because I don't know when the premier live event ends. So whatever, it'll end at some point, but we'll be live with CB Radio Live following that, which means no Fortnite with friends. Oh, I can't stream the Star Wars stuff. Oh, I am so sad and broken up about it.
Are you?
Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, will review Backlash. Lindsay and I will review it on the following Thursday. But we'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel. Click the purple rectangle button below the screen. It allows you to have an ad-free experience while watching all the great programming here at twitch.tv/WHLive. I mentioned Star Wars. Star Wars stuff drops in a few hours in Fortnite Battle Royale, the Ultimate Battle Royale experience, which means you can use credit card Rocket Soccer.
Linz M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partner. I thought for a second you like cut out, and so I was sitting there saying the plug in my head.
No, I coughed and I muted.
Ah, okay. But you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinzWard, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LinzWard, where tomorrow I will be rolling because Baiju and Kaveh are finally making their debut into the Genshin shop. So you want to come hang out. It will be some point tomorrow evening. I don't know what time because I have to go to dinner because tomorrow is a thing. And so whenever I get home from dinner is when I'll be going live and rolling. So follow me on Twitter, at LinzWard on YesWD. Use the creator code, hashtag EpicPartner. And check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LinzWard, LinzWard.RockRadioShow.com, or just look for LinzWard on the YouTubes. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do the things.
This has been a Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rock and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.